my audio boo friends. I'm out back with my doggy again in my backyard here in Anaheim, California. Even though sometimes it comes up and says Orange, California. Oh, man. I'm sore. It's about 4 o'clock or so. And it's so beautiful today. I was hot. It was about, I don't know, must have been 75, 80 degrees, but I was out here digging and pulling and twisting and raking and having such a good time because I wanted to get everything in order to capture the rain that's on its way. You know, it doesn't rain much in Southern California, so when it does rain, we get excited, or at least I do, or any gardener would, I guess. Because the oxygenated water, rainwater, is so good for the plants, and we just don't have enough rain here. So we're supposed to have like an entire week of heavy-duty rain for California. I know, you guys back east, you just, or up north, you're sick of the rain. I know you are. But since you don't want to share, we just have to sit back in the sun and contemplate our cabbage, which I'm looking at right now. And the peas are now taller than me, and I'm 5'2", eyes are green. I am looking at my peas, and they're now taller than me. And I see a lot of pea flowers. These are going to be they're sugar snap peas. And I can hardly wait to taste one, because there is nothing more delicious and picking a sugar snap pea right off of the plant and popping it into your mouth, and it just tastes like, pure sugar. Very good. What else did I do today? Well, raked up all of that. Of course, you can't see what that is. I decided this year to save the leaves off my tree. I don't know. This has been turned out to be a lot of work. Put it in the compost bin. Mixing it up with my grass clippings and all my compost from the house, which I have like a big arrowhead. I guess it's not the biggest, but what is it, a gallon jug full every day. Because it's just me and Gene don't eat vegetables. I did a whole bunch of planting. I planted put the seeds out. Nasturtiums, what else? Velvet Queen, sunflowers. And my other ones along the side of the house are coming up now. So I planted them out there so I would get plenty of shade on that side of the house. I planted some garden common sage and a different kind of sunflower. Now the things I have to do, and I shouldn't be dilly-dallying around, is before the end of the day, because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. It's going to be nasty. I planted some bearded iris too. And I have to plant this tomato I got. What time is it? How much time do I have? 3:30 minutes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I got this tomato called, I looked it up on the internet. It's ISOPOLIN. Oh, it's like Sarah Polin. ISOPOLIN. It's isopolin. And I looked it up, and it's a Russian tomato. I don't know what makes it a Russian tomato, but it's a winter tomato. Matures in 70 days. Fruit size 1 to 2 pounds. So I have to find the absolute perfect spot for this. I'm not going to... Hey, get in my garden. Get out of there. He's walking in my garden, Mikey. Micro. I have to find a perfect spot for this. Wanted to get sun, but the last time I planted them, they were absolutely beautiful plants, but they didn't have tomatoes on them, but I've said that before. So I'm going to plant them in a different place. I don't know, maybe the compost I put in last time was too good. Somebody told me that was too good of stuff. So I got to make me the right place. I have really bad soil or really good. Wherever I put my compost, it's changing my planting beds and everything to make them do delicious, delicious things. Oh, I have to pick all my lettuce. I have very tall lettuce. It's absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to have some of that tonight and some pak choy with some salmon. I'm just going to make a stir fry. Yeah, that's right. I'll just stir fry the regular lettuce, romaine, and I don't know, my iceberg lettuce is not burging. It's not making a ball. It just goes straight up, but it looks really good, so I think I'll just pick that. Yep, so that's my garden for the day. Oh, I'm all wore out. I spent the whole day doing this, and I've had such a good time. You know, after seeing that movie Avatar, which I loved, I look at my tree, an ash tree I have in the back, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I've always loved you, but now since I saw the movie, I loved you even more, so I think I'll go hug it right now. Okay, I'm connecting to my tree. Hi, tree. I think I'll take a picture of your bark. All right. See you later. Oh, my God, it went 6 minutes. That's cool.